On this day in 1776, the British and Americans fought in what was the biggest battle of the Revolutionary War, the Battle of Brooklyn. Tom Moore reports from Annapolis, where historians are rolling out the latest research on some of General George Washington's finest soldiers, the Maryland 400, the unit that saved the day for the Continental Army.
The Color Guard marching in right through the Maryland State House in Annapolis, military honors, men dressed in Revolutionary War uniforms.
Left face, present arms, retrieve national colors. Shoulder arms, forward march.
The ceremony at the State House honoring the Maryland 400 and the 242nd anniversary of the Battle of Brooklyn and the Maryland 400 holding off the British as a rear guard struggling against incredible odds, buying some time for General George Washington's men, allowing them to regroup and eventually retreat across the East River back to Manhattan. The Maryland 400 trying to hold off a huge force of British soldiers attacking Brooklyn on August 27th, 1776, not that long after the Declaration of Independence. Now, when it comes to the latest findings about the Maryland 400, we start with Washington College professor Adam Goodhart. He's an historian and a New York Times best-selling author, and he recently taught a course on the Maryland 400. Now, Goodhart was the one who alerted Maryland historical groups that some important Revolutionary War-era papers were up for auction. The Smallwood letters, named after Maryland's Revolutionary War military commander, William Smallwood. Goodhart knew he had to spread the word.
I saw the documents listed for sale with an auction house in Connecticut, and I just knew that they had to come home to Maryland.
Now, Professor Goodhart also says the bidding for the Smallwood letters went up to around $30,000, but it sounds like it was worth it.
The Maryland 400 is one of those very rare instances when you start researching the true history, it's as extraordinary as we've been told over the centuries. So it's a moment that really should be known by everybody who studies and honors the American Revolution.
Maryland Senate President Mike Miller was there honoring the Maryland 400 and the latest research on the soldiers.
What Washington said, my God, what brave men I lose that day. And of course, later on, he said, this is liberty's finest hour.
Miller says it amazes him that some of the soldiers whose stories are now being told couldn't even vote because they weren't landowners.
These people we're honoring today, you know, they could be called for military service. They could call to pay taxes. So they were really second-class citizens who were called to perform a first-class role.
Retired General Jim Adkins of the Maryland Society of the Sons of the American Revolution, he was critical in helping buy the Smallwood letters at auction. Adkins is already looking ahead to the United States turning 250. It's only 8 years away.
We approach the 250th anniversary of the Revolution. All of us need to look not only in our own family trees to tell the story of our American patriots, if they are in your family tree, but also to look at our history, whether it be in Maryland or New York or wherever, to ensure that we honor these individuals and those actions that took place 250 years ago to make us the country we are today.
To read the new biographies of the Maryland 400 online, search for the Maryland State Archives or go to msamaryland400.wordpress.com. That's msamaryland400.wordpress.com. And look for Finding the Maryland 400. I'm Tom Moore in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.
Tom Moore is a journalism professor at the City University of New York at York College. He's a native Baltimorean now living in Brooklyn. Moore is also a CBS News radio writer.